Hey, what's up, fam? Welcome to the Convos Podcast with Fred T. Williams. I'm Fred. So nice again to be in your space with you. Thank you so much. I don't take it for granted. We're already into the year now. We're a couple of weeks in, and I'm excited to catch up with you, share with you some things that I've seen happen already in the year, and some things I want to kind of challenge you with. So let's see what's up. Let's talk. Hey fam, what's good? Man, listen, we are already into the year. Time is like, it's flying already. It's flying, but it's slow dragging at the same time. I don't want it to move too fast. I don't want it to move too slow. I need it to move at a steady pace. And so, yeah, we're in the year and we're flowing. And I'm curious as to how many of you that are listening have been able to stick to whatever plans, goals, initiatives you brought forth in the new year. How have you been able to weather these first couple of weeks? Are you still riding high on the emotion of it, the thrill of the new year, the excitement that it's a brand new year? Has reality started to start set in on you that even though it's a brand new year, it's it's still your same reality from last year? Like, the only thing different, you didn't start a new job. You may not necessarily have started a new relationship or anything like that. You may not have necessarily got a new car. You're not in a new house. The only thing that's different actually from last year is your mentality. And how is your mentality? How is your mentality weathering right now? How is it handling the sameness from last year? And that's something that we don't talk about often. We don't talk about that because we ride so high on the emotion of change and everything's going to be different, and we give it a lot of pomp and circumstance, but we don't deal with the reality that change often happens in what you can't see before it ever becomes visible. So it's the things that you can't see that change first, and then the things that you see change as a result of the things changing that you can't see. And so that's what I kind of want to talk about today. That's what I want to put on your brain. I want that dancing around your mental for a little bit till you listen to the next episode or whatever the case may be. But I want you to think about that. I want you to think about your grit and your resolve and your tenacity when it comes to making sure you're changing the things that can't be seen, your character, your integrity, your practice of self-love, how it flows for you. What questions do you ask yourself before you take on an opportunity or before you put something new on your plate? Are you being good to yourself? Are you really being good to yourself? And being good to yourself, I'm finna mess you up. Y'all ready? Being good to yourself is not always about doing what feels good for you. Sometimes what feels good for you and what feels good to you is not the thing that you need. It's the thing that doesn't feel good to you. And then sometimes the thing that does feel good to you is the thing that you need, like rest. You know, rest feels good to you and you need rest. But you don't necessarily need that 12-piece family meal that you finna eat all by yourself from Popeyes with the Cajun sparkle on it. You don't need that. It may taste good. It may feel good in that moment for you, but it's not necessarily good for you. That may not have been the best analogy. Maybe I'm going through Popeyes withdrawals because I haven't had any since the year began. I don't quite know. But the gist of what I'm trying to get you to see and what I'm trying to get you to think about more than anything is, what are you doing? What work are you putting in on the things that can't be seen so that you can actually change everything that you see in your world? Are you reading more? Are you telling yourself no more when you used to tell yourself yes? Are you telling yourself yes more in the areas where you told yourself no to the things that were actually good for you? Are you operating in discipline and structure? or are you just all over the place? Have you given yourself boundaries? Yourself. I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about yourself. Have you set boundaries for yourself? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to. I ain't talking about the Dawson's Creek. I'm finna show my age. I ain't talking about the Dawson's Creek boundaries where they say we just gonna play on top of the clothes and we not gonna play under the clothes. I'm not talking about those boundaries. I'm talking about the boundaries that says if I'm gonna be in bed by 10 p.m., then I'm gonna be in bed by 10 p.m. I'm not gonna start a project that will have me up in the middle of the night at 11 p.m. when I'm supposed to be in the bed at 10 p.m. so I can wake up at whatever time I need to wake up, 5 a.m. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a part of the 5 a.m. club. Whatever the case may be, what are you doing for you that's good for you? That's good for the life that you said you wanted to manifest when you walked into this year. You walked in with such amazement, such wonder, such excitement, such vigor, such vitality, and was like, yes, I'm going to do it. This is the year. This is a brand new year. It's a year like I've never experienced. I'm going to get it. Period. So what are you doing to get it? Something I want y'all to think about. And then this may not be a long episode, but something I want y'all to think about and put on your minds is the understanding of roots. Roots are very important. Roots are something that we don't see, but they control everything. When we look at a tree, we look at the fruit that it bears, and we look at these things like that. And if you've got a tree that's growing and it's producing bad fruit, the fruit isn't always, it's not sweet. It never gets quite ripe. Just something happens, like the tree itself, the branches, the things that grew out, you know, you can't fault them. You could chop the branches off all you want to and say, we're going to let another branch grow. But that's backwards. You have to deal with the roots, because somewhere along the way, the roots either got entangled. They're not getting the nutrients that they need. So they're producing something that's not sweet. They're producing something that's not good. They're producing something that doesn't fully develop. It's important. The roots create the fruits. The invisible creates the visible. What is it in your heart, in your mind, inside of you that has been causing the fruit that you've seen in your life to produce? I know it got heavy real quick. Again, I'm gonna give y'all the tree example. Imagine life as a tree. On this tree, there are fruits that are called results, manifestations. So if we look at the fruits or the results or the manifestations and we don't like them, or there's not enough of them, or they're too small, or they don't taste good, what do we tend to do about it? What do? To change the fruits, you have to change the roots. So you got to look inside. You got to look inside. You have to start taking those moments. If you don't journal, I challenge you this year, let this be your year to journal. Ask yourself a question. Matter of fact, I think we're going to put out a product. We're going to put out a product soon in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a journal. I mean, period. You can go and buy one right now from TJ Maxx, from Five Below, Barnes and Nobles, or whatever the case may be, Ross. You can buy a journal right now that has some prompts in it that cause you to ask questions or whatnot, and that challenge you to look deeper. That's what you need to do. I need you to get you a journal and start journaling if you haven't already. Because you got to change what's inside to change what's outside. Okay. Like, that's real. I'm gonna say that again. You have to change what's inside to change what's outside. You can do all. I go to the gym. Sometimes I don't feel like going to the gym, but I'm 40 plus pounds down from when I started. So for me, that's the motivation to go to the gym when that extra large that I was wearing now is hanging on me and I can wear a large comfortably now. You know what I'm saying? And I feel good about my body. I don't feel myself carrying the extra weight. You know, I don't feel like winded when I get up. I can go up and down the stairs and be cool as long as it wasn't leg day in the gym or something like that. And my hamstrings and my glutes are killing me. You know, I can take the flights, you know, which is what I do now. My office and my job is on the fourth floor. So sometimes I just take the stairs up just because I can now and be good when I get up there. And not be looking for some water, breaking a cold sweat, you know, sweat running down my back, you know, all that craziness. Because I was fat, Joe. I was like the Stay Puft Marshmallow, biggest I've ever been in my life. And I know for some, you know, who have weight challenges, things like that, that may, I hope I'm not trying to offend you. But for me, in my life, in the way my life was set up, COVID did a number on me. It got me comfortable. It got me lazy. I took a job that required me to sit for almost 16 hours a day. So it was like, that's all I'm doing is sitting. All I'm doing is sitting and snacking to stay awake. And yeah, I plumped up. And so now getting that weight off me feels amazing. So I go to the gym and that's great. It's absolutely great. But my trainer says something. It doesn't matter if I go to the gym and I still eat like a slob. I still eat the things like everything I go to the gym and I break out of my body the calories and all of this stuff. And then I come right back and I eat three sandwiches. All that bread that ain't good for you. Just swell inside you. All that bread. Everything got sugar on it. I'm drinking Cokes, Coca-Cola and all this stuff. Any kind of sweet juice. My tea is extra. Well, my tea ain't really extra sweet because I don't really care for like extra sweet tea like that. I will dilute it with water. But you get what I'm saying. Like, I have extremely unhealthy practices that I'm still putting in my body, even though I'm working on how my body looks on the outside. I'm losing the weight. But am I really becoming better? Am I really getting better? Or am I exchanging one thing for the other and putting the emphasis on what can be seen as opposed to the emphasis on what can't be seen? Because the truth of the matter is, I've seen people lose weight just by eating right and never going to the gym. And I've seen people that go to the gym all the time die from things that you would have think the person who never went to the gym would die from because of their health and how they treated their bodies. But I mean, it's crazy. But that shows how important it is for us to work on the things that we can't see. Everything that you can't see, that's the thing that you have to prioritize in this season, man. Like, if you really want 2024 to be that year that maximizes for you, that takes you to a place you've never been before, shows you things you've never seen before, puts you in rooms you've never been in before, gives you blessings immeasurably, you have to prepare for it. You have to prepare for where you want to go. You can't just show up. You can't just show up. Just showing up will not amount to anything. You have to prepare for where you want to go. And it's important. It's important. So I want y'all to start journaling. If you're listening to this, start journaling and start asking yourself the deep questions like, why did I respond that way? And then ask yourself the question, can you remember the first time you ever responded like that? Like if you have very, very, very violent outbursts and you the type of person that you always pop off and start cussing people out and all that stuff, like examine that, because there's something deeper going on. And it's deeper than they aggravated you and they made you mad. There's something deeper going on. You need to examine that thing. Ask yourself the deeper question to the root, because changing people in your life and finding somebody who knows how to tolerate that behavior or whatnot does not mean that you've grown. Matter of fact, you haven't grown. You've just found somebody who's accepted it and said, okay, cool, this is what it is. This is how they are. But do you want everyone in your life to just live with the understanding and the idea, well, this is just how they are? That ain't good, man. That's not healthy. That's not healthy for them. That's not healthy for you. For us to grow and for us to evolve and for us to continue in this path of getting the things that we desire and becoming the person that we desire, the person that God designed us to be, we have to be willing to ask the challenging questions to ourselves. and then be mature enough to sit there and deal with the answer. Asking the question is not good enough if you are not mature enough and responsible enough to deal with the answer. Why did the relationship end? Okay, well, when they say why the relationship end, you can't get mad and start shooting shots. You got to own that. Like, this is what it is. And I'm talking from experience. There are things I've had to own when things fell apart in my life. I've had to own my character flaws. I've had to own my mistakes. I've had to own my shortcomings. I've had to own it all in the hopes that in me owning this, in me recognizing these areas that I've fallen short, these areas that I didn't quite measure up, these areas that I failed in, that they will somehow position me, now that I see the error, position me to grow beyond it. And that's all of us. That should actually be every last person listening to this. That should be our story, that the mistakes that we've made, the areas that we failed in, we took them as learning lessons, not learning lessons for us to grow cold and be like, well, they went with us, no way. All that little garbage that people do to deflect off the responsibility of growth. Growth is a responsibility. It's a decision, it's a discipline, and it's a responsibility. You have to be determined to grow. You have to be willing to grow. You have to put in the work to grow. Growth just does not happen. You get what I'm saying? It just doesn't happen. And so I want you to think about this as we continue to flow throughout this year and continue to live and move and process and learn new things and take on new experiences and all of that stuff. Like, I really want you to start examining yourself. And I keep echoing this. I think I said it the last time, but I want to say it again. I really want you to take those looks within. Take that time and look within yourself. Because at the end of the night, I can't do the work for you that needs to be done in you. No one can. There are only two people that can do that, you and God. But even God can't do it without you acknowledging that you need it done and then being willing to do what's necessary so that the work can take place. Oftentimes in our life, we get in these situations, and I'll leave you with this. We get in these situations, we get in these moments where We call out, you know, life happening. You know, there's a phrase that people always used to say, you know, Jesus, take the wheel. No, 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 no. Stop that. Don't say that no more. Not unless you lost control of your car or something like that. And now you need God to get a grip on it so you don't die. And yeah, Jesus, take the wheel. But if you're talking about everyday stuff, Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take. No, 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 no. God has given us the power. He's given us authority to take charge in our life, to take charge of our life. I'm a believer, by the way, and submit our lives to him. Now, there are things that we have to decide. You have to decide whether you're going to be on time or you're going to be late. That's just called responsible. You have to decide whether you're going to show up where you're supposed to be or not. You have to decide whether you're going to honor your commitments. You have to decide that. That's not a Jesus take the wheel. That's not a Jesus take the wheel. You have to decide if you're going to be a good person. You have to decide the discipline that you're going to operate in. That's not a Jesus take the wheel. That's a you make a decision position. And so when we run out, when our strength and our ability runs out, that's when he kicks in. When you've done all you can and it seems like the situation is like completely out of control and you've exhausted your means and you've done all your part, be like, all right, now Jesus, take the wheel. This needs some God intervention because I've done everything in my power that I can do. Now, bam, it's on you. Handle your business, boss. That's what I believe, you know. So I want you to ask the hard questions. Ask the hard questions. Look within yourself. Say, self. Self gonna say, huh? You gonna say, self, what can I do today to be better that will move me closer to my goals? Self gonna say, Well, the first thing you need to do is stop being up late at night, all night long, scrolling on social media, soaking up all this stuff. Put your phone down, turn your alarm on, meditate, and then go to bed so you can wake up on time without hitting your snooze button 9 times. You might not like the answer that self give you, but it's truth. So you got to be willing. That was just a little comical example, but you got to be willing to ask yourself the hard questions. But again, remember, asking the question is not enough. You've got to be mature enough and responsible enough to handle the answer. Okay. So y'all listen, I appreciate you, but I want y'all to take that to heart. I want y'all to think about that for real. Think about that for real, because this your year. I know y'all said that about last year, and last year didn't go the way it wanted to go, but you're still here this year, which means that whatever was designed to take you out in last year didn't do it. So last year may not have went the way you wanted it to go, but if it brought you closer and pushed you closer to being the person that you need to be, that you desire to be, then last year did everything it was supposed to do. Okay? Hey, fam. Listen, man, I appreciate y'all. Like, I seriously do love y'all. I thank you for allowing me into your space. I don't take it for granted. Like, man, I promise you I don't take it for granted, because there's so many voices out here that are speaking. There are so many people with bigger platforms than me, with way more fame than me, you know what I'm saying, that are out here that are talking. And for you to take this time and to listen, I'm truly grateful. My hope and my prayer is that something that was said, that it resonates with you, that it connects with you, that it challenges you and it provokes you to do what's necessary to become the person that you desire to be, the person that God designed you to be. That's my earnest heart's desire for you. I really, really love y'all. Like, every listener is in my thoughts and my prayers. The podcast is doing good. We've been reaching overseas, Canada as well, going throughout the U.S. And so later on, once we get mid-season, I'll probably share some stats with you. But if you're listening, please do me a favor. And if this resonates with you, rate the podcast and leave a review. That helps us. That helps us. That puts us in front of more people. That puts us in front of more listeners. And if you love Fred, you appreciate me in any way, any shape, any form. Let's make this year a year where we intentionally support people that pour into us, support people that encourage us, support people that motivate us, inspire us, and that push us to growth. Let's support people this year. And the support is easy. Just simply rate the podcast, leave a review. Again, that helps us. That helps expand our reach. That helps us greatly. And so I love y'all. I want y'all to win. I want you to succeed. I want you to be everything that God designed you to be. And I want you to have everything that God has dreamed for you. I love y'all. Till the next time.